Welcome back to Aliyah Yomi. Today we're going to be beginning Parshas Nasoi. Nasoi Aliyah number one, Rishon. And our Aliyah runs from Perek Dalad Psukim Chof Aleph to Lamed Zion, which is 21 Psukim in length. And the topic of our Aliyah is the jobs of Gershon and Merari. Let's take a look at the overview and then some points to ponder. The overview is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands Moshe to count Gershon as well. They are counted in the age groups of service, which is from 30 to 50, as we saw by Kahas. And their job is to carry the curtains, including the three covers of the oil moed, the masach, which is the cover curtain of the Mishkan, the curtains of the courtyard, and the gate curtain of the courtyard as well. They are placed in charge under the auspices of Itamar, who's the other son of Aaron HaKohen. And then we hear about the command to count the tribe or the section of the family of Merari. They are counted in age groups as well, for which is ages 30 to 50. And their jobs is to carry the skeleton of the Mishkan, which essentially means the beams, the sockets, the poles, and the curtain, the poles of the curtains in the courtyard that holds up all the curtains. And the charge of Merari is also under Itamar. And we hear then finally at the end of the Aliyah that the numbers of Kahas, going back to Kahas, is from the ages of 30 to 50, number 2750 males in this count. So a few things to note which are important to be aware of. Number one is that Parshas Nasoi is in fact a continuation of the end of Parshas Bamidbar. At the end of Parshas Bamidbar, in the last Aliyah, we heard about the job of the Shevet of Kahas. Their job was carrying the Klei HaKodesh, the actual implements of the Mishkan. Then we hear at the beginning of this Parsha of Gershon and Merari. Gershon is carrying the structure, the curtains, and then Merari carrying the structure, which is the actual beams as well. So we see this, the three of them are one after the other, which leads us to a basic question, which is why is Gershon not placed first? After all, Gershon is the oldest of the three sons of Levi. It goes Gershon, then Kahas and Merari, but in the order of the business over here, it goes first Kahas, then Gershon and Merari. The Das Kenim and the Bechor Shor explain that it is true that Gershon is older, but Kahas has a more prominent job in the Mishkan. The first thing that needs to be done is to pack up the Klei HaKodesh, the Aron, the Menorah, the Mizbeach, the Shulchan, all the implements, and then to take the curtains off as well, which is why Kahas goes first. It's important to think about this in terms of how it would look like moving the Mishkan. So the first thing that's done is all the Klei HaKodesh are covered and placed onto staves and removed. That's Kahas. Then the curtains, which are essentially the walls and the roof of the Mishkan, are now removed. That's Gershon. And then the actual beams holding it all in place is removed, and that's Merari. So that's the order in which it is set up as well. So it's also worthwhile noting is, why is it that in the way the parashios is set up, that Kahas is separated from Gershon and Merari? Why is it that the parasha of Nasoi begins in the middle of the division of all of these different jobs? Why would it be set up in such a way in the breakdown of the parashios? This is not a question on the psukim, because the psukim are consecutive, the prakim are consecutive. It's a question on the breakup of the parashas. So, interestingly enough, I saw a fascinating suggestion in the Birkas Asher, who says that it's in order to ensure that the parasha of Nasoi has 176 psukim. So we include Gershon and Merari in it, even though technically speaking they belong in the count at the end of Parshas Bamidbar. Why is 176 a very important number? The answer is because it is 22 times 8. There are 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet, and 8 times over gives you 176. Well, why is that important? That's actually the number of psukim in the longest mizmor in all of Tehillim, Kuf Yud Tes 119. It's also the number of daf in the longest Masechta, which is Bava Basra. That's a later denomination based on the way that the Vilna Shas broke up Bava Basra. However, why is that significant? Why should it be that that Nasa should have that? So it's interesting. There are those who suggest, based on the Chiddush Harim, the Gera Rebbe, that it's because that the parasha of Nasa, in our permutation of the way we read the Torah, is always, almost always, right around the time of Shavuos. That being the case, because it's around Shavuos, we want to make sure that as it's usually the parasha right after Shavuos, so we've now been Mekabel the Torah, so the longest this parasha is placed in, the parasha of the Torah, which, so to speak, takes the dimension of the Aleph Beis into eight dimensions, and that's included in Parashas Naso. It's reflecting the commitment we make at Matan Torah. So that's part of what it is as well. There's another reason why Gershon and Merari might be separated from Kahas. And you'll notice, in fact, the Tur, Rabbeinu Yaakov points out that the word used for their service of Gershon and Merari in our parasha is la'avoid avodah, to serve. Whereas the word used by Kahas is la'asois melacha, to do melacha is another word of creative work. What's the difference? So the Torah suggests is that when it came to Kahas, Kahas did not need to do the wrapping up. They just needed to pick up the staves. In other words, the Kohanim were the ones who wrapped up the Kli HaKodesh, and they simply carried it off. Whereas Gershon and Kahas, actually, Gershon and Merari had to actually do the wrapping up, more work. When Lahavdil, you hire movers, you pay a lot more money for them to wrap up your kitchen. Just carrying what's in the boxes is a lot easier than actually wrapping up the delicate items. And Kahas did not have to do that as well. You'll also notice that Gershon and Kahas have the word Nasor, carry, lift up the heads of their of the tribes, whereas we do not see it by Merari, and that's because Gershon was the oldest and Kahas was because he carried the holy items, whereas Merari was more functional in terms of carrying the rest of the Mishkan as well. You'll notice also an interesting thing, and that is that Elazar is in charge of the tribe of, or the section of the tribe of Kahas, whereas Itamar is in charge of Gershon and Merari, already indicating that it's, so to speak, a separate jurisdiction. We'll now continue to hear about the numbers of Gershon and Merari as we go into the next aliyah. With this, we close. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.